Radio one more time. Hello and good afternoon. Simon Mayo here with a selection of the highlights, and I use the word lightly, from another week on Radio 1. Well, it has to be said that this was the week that Radio 1 made history with the great FM switch on, of course. Central Scotland, the North and the Midlands joined the London area in listening to Radio 1 in brilliant stereo. As Newsbeat's lunchtime bulletin explained, the historic day began at 8 o'clock in the morning when Bross, with a little help from Mark Goodyear, switched on the transmitter serving Scotland.
3, 2, 1, in goes the switch.
The radio of the future is here today.
Today's big switch on means 65% of the country's population can now hear us in stereo. And from tonight, you'll be able to watch Top of the Pops on the telly and hear it in stereo on the network. And as Simon Mayo explains, Stereo Radio 1 will revolutionise radio listening.
Obviously, stereo singles have been around for an awful long time, but I think there'll be a greater stereo awareness, because just talking to people on the phone this morning, they've been saying, at last, we've been waiting for this for so long. You know, year by year we said, oh, when will Radio 1 get FM? So I think perhaps while it's still a bit of a novelty for Radio 1 to be FM, there will be all sorts of twiddly little bits happening left and right and all that.
So. And the fun thing is that I can be over here in this part of the room.
And I can be well over here in the corner, as though I've got nothing to do with it.
And we can talk across the room, can't we?
Yes, we could even change sides if we were very clever.
Let's see if we can change sides. Well, I'll continue talking and you perhaps hear me walking across the room towards you, Simon. And perhaps you could walk back towards me?
Yes, I mean, how do you do that? That's just sounding very, very uncanny. And now I'm over here. Quite remarkable.
And I'm over here. Let's have a listen to some of the records that sound quite good now we've got some stereo sound.
OK, now, for example, the Beatles on Sgt. Pepper, When I'm 64, sounds great in mono, but in stereo, with all the bits flying all over the place, quite brilliant.
I could be handy mending a fuse when your lights have gone. You can knit a sweater by the fireside. Sunday mornings go for a ride.
And I think one of the Queen albums as well.
Yes, Night at the Opera has perhaps one of the all-time brilliant stereo tracks, with voices coming from everywhere.
La, la.
An ex-breakfast show record of the week.
Oh, well spotted, Sybil, yes. Yellow and the Race is a great track, but they seem to have highlighted the use of stereo because the racing car goes from left to right and then right to left.